Proverbs for the day, February the 12th, Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 2. A good man obtaineth favor of the Lord, but a man of wicked devices will he condemn. You know, sometimes we get too clever with the Bible. People take it out of context. You ever heard somebody say, "Oh, that's a good man there," and someone says, "Oh no, there's none good. There's none that doeth good." Well, then why does your King James Bible use the term here in many places that we'll take a few minutes to look at? You see, for example, the Lord Jesus Christ did answer a fellow one day in Matthew 19. A fellow came, and behold, one came and said unto him, "Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?" And he said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is, God. But if," and he goes on to deal with him about that passage. So there's a sense in which the Lord Jesus Christ says, there is none good but one, that is God. Well, that's a different kind of goodness here. You got to keep in mind the context. The Bible is far easier to understand, okay? It's easier to understand if we will take it in context. How you do something matters to God. The Lord Jesus Christ was partial to Nicodemus. He was stern with him and straight with him, but he was partial to him. The Lord Jesus Christ was partial to Zacchaeus. And so the idea here in Proverbs 12 is a good man obtaineth favor of the Lord. And I think for part of our devotion today, let's just run a couple references and just think about what it is for us to fall into this description, to end up on this side of the thing with the Lord. Because he said a good man obtaineth favor of the Lord, but a man of wicked devices will he condemn. Well, obviously, we don't want to end up condemned. Now, let me just remind you that the use of that word condemn in the context would be very much like the use of the word condemnation in Romans 8 verses 1 and 2. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. There is a condemnation that a believer can face and will face at the judgment seat of Christ. In 2 Samuel chapter 18, where they're coming back from the battle with Absalom, one of the runners is coming, and the watchman said, "Methinketh the running of the foremost is like the running of Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok." And the king said, "He is a good man, and cometh with good tidings." In those days, they would even send a certain kind of deliverer. He became a message deliverer of a certain nature. And so we understand that there is a way in which the Lord uses that term that doesn't have to do with a personal righteousness, a personal holiness. He said there's none good. The Lord Jesus did in Matthew chapter 19. And we know that he said there's none that doeth good. So you have to take it in context and not be goofy about it. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. That's Psalm 37 and verse 23. So there's a sense in which if we will walk with the Lord and we will be good in that sense, we're not earning, we're not becoming self-righteous, we're not becoming righteous in ourselves. For example, here's what he says. Psalm 112, verse 5. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Now, we don't have time in this devotion to develop this whole thought. But the word lendeth there is not like being a banker. It's not like getting usury. In fact, if you follow the word lend in your King James Bible, that'd be a good little thing for you to do this week sometime. You'll find it has to do with giving in Luke chapter 6. Lend hoping for nothing again. Well, that sure isn't loaning out. That's in Luke chapter 6. That was the motto of the Prairie Bible Institute staff that went there and gave their life literally to teach the Word of God and train people to be missionaries and preachers. And they did it for their room and board. Boy, what a contrast to today. Now, I do know that in some places, that's about all some people are getting out of it is room and board. But they were living out on a prairie in very Spartan conditions. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinners laid up for the just. Let me ask you this. Is it possible that a lot of people are leaving money and things to their children's children, but they're not leaving them a real testimony of Jesus Christ, of holy living, of separation, of faithfulness to the end, to the Lord Jesus Christ, to the work of God, to the house of God? Well, wouldn't that be something to have to face when you got home to be with the Lord Jesus? Proverbs chapter 14, verse 14, the backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself. In Matthew 12, he says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart. So the idea is this, there is a way in which we are a good man. And we have to remember that. We really should remind ourselves that we should ask ourselves, what does the Bible say? What does the Bible say? Not can we get other people to say it about us. Okay, that's not all that hard if we want to be manipulated. But in Acts 11, just for example, speaking of Barnabas, it says, for he was a good man, full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people was added unto the Lord. And so we got to understand that there is a sense in which a good man obtains favor of the Lord. Now, a good man will do three things, at least. We're just going to talk about three things. He will take Jesus Christ as a Savior. If he won't take Christ as a Savior, he's not a good man. Don't care how much he gives you, does for you personally, or how much you like him, or how partial you are. Never forget this. A good man will take Jesus Christ. Now, a bad man can become a good man and take Christ. But a good man could actually be a bad man if he refuses Jesus Christ. So be careful. It is nice. It's nice to have. It's good. It's more pleasing to have people around you that are good in sociable terms or good in charitable terms. But a good man will take Christ. Secondly, a good man will follow Jesus Christ. Do good. Okay? And not just good, but do good. In other words, as believers, we are to be do-gooders. And we will follow Christ. Listen, neutral lives defame the Lord Jesus Christ. The story is told of a evangelist up in the logging camps up north and holding a meeting, so he went out and just started talking, just visiting and talking to the loggers, and started talking to one man about his soul and trying to get him to come to the meetings. And he said, look, he said, your buddy over there that works with you, what do you think of him? He said, oh, he's a good man. He's a good man. He said, well, he's a member of the church over there. And he said, he is? He said, yeah. He said, well, I knew he was a good man, but he never bothered to tell me why he was a good man. You see, if you're not careful, it's one thing to go out and tell people they're going to hell and be lazy on the job. As one fellow said, be a blister. A blister shows up after the work is done. You'll get that. A good man will follow Christ. And thirdly, because of that, then a good man will point to Christ. Now, let me tell you, friend, your life does matter. So you going out and just preaching on the street or just passing out track or just telling people they're going to hell and you living like hell in private, or you being wrong with God in your heart, that ain't right. That ain't good. It's not good in God's eyes. A good man gives Christ the credit. A good man leaves no doubt as to who the goodness comes from. He does good and he declares the good one. So today, a good man obtaineth favor of the Lord, but a man of wicked devices. We could do a whole devotion on wicked devices. Okay? Don't use wrong means and wrong devices to try to get people to think you're good or to achieve things. A good man obtaineth favor of the Lord.